Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man Live, part two. Yes, my friends, we have been taking a culinary journey of India. Much like you couldn't do a tour of India in a day, you couldn't certainly not do a culinary tour of India in a day.
There are so many spices and so much excitement.
So we decided to extend this because the founder of the Big Green Egg is going to join us in a little while. And it was his creativity, his idea that he took to another level that created the Big Green Egg, which created the ultimate cooking experience for everybody from every culture, from every culinary love, could get together around. You know how the family, Swati, the family is such an integral part of Indian culture. For us people who love to cook, the Big Green Egg has become our family. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ed created a family like no other grill or other cooking device in the world. Brings people together like the Big Green Egg. Mm-hmm. And because of its versatility, it has now become the ultimate cooking of choice in Israel, in Germany, in India, in Ireland. You name it, anywhere you go, the Big Green Egg has become because of his creation. So we're going to get a chance to talk to him in a few minutes. And now we'll continue our culinary journey. And, of course, to remind you folks who are tuning in for the first time, you have to listen to part one. You have to go back and go to our website and hit it again. We are Chef and a Fat Man, the only true culinary experience where we take theater of the mind to a whole nother level. We are the culinariest, the cleverest, the most riveting, and the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, now in our 18th season, thanks to you. And we couldn't do it, of course, without you or our sponsors. Our primary sponsor of 17 of the 18 years is the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, my friends, the only onions that are used at Casa Jenkins, Norte and South, is the Real Sweet Onion, because it is the sweetest onions on earth. Now, there have been people that have kind of copied the logo a little bit, shall I say? Remember, my friends, if it doesn't say Real Sweet,
it ain't.
Wait a minute, guys.
On the bag.
Yeah. Let's try this again. If it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
There you go. I'm telling you, quick as they are. We are here with Chef Amanda, the lead chef instructor, Taylor Schulman, and, of course, our celebrity chef for these two shows is Chef Swati. See, it's a Swati instead of Swati. Swati. And she is going to challenge me to try cauliflower. And I promised her, out of the kindness of my heart, I would. And we shall find out the results of that test in a little bit. We were talking about basmati rice, which is a staple. And one of the things I learned, though, is a lot of people in the United States cook with rice cookers. A different way of cooking basmati rice. But instead of 6 cups of water, we use 1.5 cups of water. So it's not the traditional 2 cups of water that you would ordinarily do. It's 1.5 cups. And, of course, it says 1 tablespoon of butter for a cup of rice. I put 2 tablespoons of butter because I can't get enough butter in my rice. Your system is more traditional. Yours, you started it last week. Why don't you finish up a little bit about basmati rice?
Basmati rice is a special quality of rice we grow in India. India is a big country, and different areas, they grow different variety of rice. But basmati rice, it's very popular because of its distinguished flavor and aroma and the size of the grain. They are long.
Yes, they are.
So that's what makes basmati special and different from all other different variety of rices. Especially in India, foothills of Himalaya in Punjab area.
Where is that, Punjab? Where is that in relation to the country?
It's in north part of India. But it's not too close to Himalayas, but it's when it's cold weather in India during the November, December, January month, the cold front comes, so it gets cooler there. And Himalayan breeze, that's what creates atmosphere for basmati rice. So in Punjab, they grow a lot of different kinds of grains because it's a land where they have 5 big rivers So it's a very fertile area. So the special breeze from Himalaya and the atmosphere and the right temperature, it gives that speciality to grow basmati rice. It's a perfect environment to grow. And this rice is special because of its aroma. So we are going to prepare basmati rice in a very different way that you do not have to measure your the water level that, oh, I want to take 1 cup of rice or 2 cup of waters
right.
or sometimes 2.5. With this recipe, you will feel free that you are just going to cook a good quality rice without thinking about amount of water. So what I have done here, I have boiled the water. I'm boiling 6 cups of water. I have already washed my rice, a cup of rice, thoroughly. 2-3 times you have to wash the rice to take the excess starch out and make sure the dirt and everything is out from your rice. And soak it for about 30 minutes to 1 hour. And don't worry about if it is 30 minutes only, but at least 30 minutes you soak it. And once your water starts boiling, which is already started boiling here, I'm going to add my rice and let it cook for 5 to 7 minutes. After 7 minutes, you can check one of your rice that if it is all the way through cook, you just strain the excess water. This way, what you are going to do, you are releasing the extra starch from your rice. So it's every grain, it's separated. It's not sticky or like a cluster together.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an amazing rice. In fact, you can go to Sam's Club right now, because I did just last week. You can get a 15-pound bag of basmati rice for $16. If you go and buy it in a store, you're going to pay $3 or $4 for a 2-pound bag. I'm not a great mathematician. I'm no Einstein. But I figure if I can get it for $1 a pound, I'm going for it. And you will find people go, who uses 15 pounds of rice in a year? Let me tell you something. Once you try basmati rice, and now that you've learned 2 different techniques, one from the master and one from the fat guy, 2 different techniques, 2 different ways of making basmati rice, you will find that any dish you can replace basmati because it also absorbs flavor very well. It's very, very good. As you said, Swati, that the flavor that of rice, basmati is very, very receptive to the different flavors.
I wish you people could see this because it looks amazing.
And smell it.
Yep.
I'm wafting.
And look at the grain size.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add some cold water to it so it stops cooking.
So we have, Swati is now rinsing the excess starch, that is beautiful. I mean, that is so
and
perfect.
And it's cooling the rice off, so it's stopping it to overcook.
Very good. And while she's doing that, we're going to take a moment as she's finishing up her rice because she's got to go immediately into her gobi tikka. Did I pronounce that right? Gobi tikka?
Gobi tikka, right. Gobi tikka. You are learning, Kevin.
I'm bilingual. Anyway, we're going to do the cauliflower dish next. But at this time, I'd like to introduce you to the founder of the Big Green Egg, Ed Fisher. And it's one of the few people in my life that every time I talk to him, I get emotional. Because he has been such a great friend to us, we wouldn't be where we are today without him. And for all you eggheads, you wouldn't have the family you have without him. And we're going to talk to him, and we're, without further ado, Ed Fisher. Oh, my friends, how could we not talk to the founder, the Big Egg himself, the guy whose vision and dreams so many years ago, it all came from a little pinball machine that was kind of hanging on the wall that took the world by storm. Ed Fisher had the going from a rocket scientist to a guy who saw he saw a vision. He saw that game wasn't videos, but it was pinball, but it was against the wall. And you pull it down, and it goes up, and it was all popular in Japan. And Ed said, you know what? I think that'd be cool in the United States. He took that vision, got the rights to it, brought it to the United States. It became a huge hit. And then he fell in love with the culture of cooking, and he saw a similar, not as good, Kamado Joe, a Kamado over there, and he saw that, and he said, you know what? I think I can make it better. And years ago, he did that, and it seems it's been a little over 3 decades, and It's a long way, Ed, a long, long way from the side of 285, isn't it?
It certainly has been. And, you know, we started out cooking a few chicken wings in front of the store. And we were actually rewarding the people who came over to the store to see that pinball machine that you mentioned. So they tasted this chicken, and chicken never tasted so good. And a few of them say, well, hey, can I buy one of these? And I say, yes, I have a store full of them.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So the early adopters never heard of it before. Imagine, to them it was just a clay pot. In fact, the other stores on this shopping strip where I had my little store, when they saw I was selling a store full of pinball machines and clay pots, they said, this fella is not going to be here much longer. But anyway, a few of these brave people bought the Kamado, as we called it in those days, and took it home, and they found not only did it do chicken great, but they tried their own recipes on it. And everything they did on it was beyond anything that it ever tasted like throughout their cooking lives. And they invited other people over to enjoy the meals. And those people came in, and they bought the egg. That's really how it started. We were not in a position to be a great marketing company that way. But it was one person telling another person, and it has grown to what you see today.
Well, you know, and this is the true humility of Ed Fisher. If he had just stuck with a clay pot, it would have been okay. But you had a vision. You saw how you could take that clay pot and make that clay pot better. You know, the wheel was invented thousands of years ago. Okay, we now have wheels that are wheels. But it was because of visionaries that take the simplest, most basic product and make it far superior. And your vision, your knowledge, your brain power, you changed, you tweaked over the years, and every variation of the egg got better and better. That's, to me, why you've seen the phenomenal success, is the ability to adapt, change, and make things better. You listen to your fan base like no other company I've ever seen. If they want it, if they think it, you all come up with it. And you're always, always, always staying a part of the family of people who buy it, because they truly are family.
Well, that's what it was. When we first brought it over, it was basically just a clay pot. That's why people smirked when they saw it. Hey, they have these elaborate gas grills. What are they going to start cooking on a clay pot? Until they found that it was so much better than anything that they had done before. And yes, we did improve it. We made it so it would be more suitable for the outdoor cooker, the home barbecuer, and we made lots of refinements. But I must say, some of our best ideas for improving the egg came from the customers themselves. They came in and they said, you know, there's no way to tell what the temperature is. You know, if we could only had a thermometer. So we added a thermometer. And we started out, we were cooking on briquettes. Somebody came in and said, there's a better charcoal that I've been using. It's natural charcoal. I think it would work pretty good. So we started using natural charcoal. Well, that caught on. Now all the eggs use natural charcoal, and I think it's the most sought after charcoal in the world today as a result of our early efforts. So we found ways to refine the egg, to make it better, to make it more suitable for the American outdoor barbecue.
You really have, and I think another thing too is, when you made the decision that you wanted some time for yourself, I mean, 365 days a year, year after year, open to close, gets a little tedious. And you had gotten to a point where you had the ability to enjoy life a little bit more and also go out and meet the people more, which is something you are so good at doing. You had to make a tough decision. I mean, the person to hand the mantle to, it had to be someone who had vision, who had strength, who was willing to take what you had built and share it with the world, and you found one of the truly great. He's a motivational person, but he's also someone who truly understands marketing and promoting. And you had to find that one person that does it all. And you were fortunate enough. Well, that's what I heard. Yeah, well, he asked me. I said, but you and Artie worked it together. And I'll tell you what, it has made, it's like the perfect marriage. It's superior marketing. It is brilliant understanding of the worldwide market. It's the brilliant engineering and technology. Put the two together. Now the egg is everywhere. I mean, literally, I was talking about it in Israel before Israel even got it in there. And I was talking to Israeli chefs, and they were like, oh, we've heard of this thing. And I was wearing the logos over there. Tell me more. Tell me more. And now, of course, they're there and across the world. But I think you both have mentioned it. It's such, you don't have to adapt. You don't have to change your recipes. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is put it on the egg.
Well, you're right about that, Kevin. And Artie turned out to be the most perfect person, the most superb person to hand this business off to. It took me 40 years to bring it to a certain level. But the company had been growing. It required the more sophisticated skills, needed specialized people. Artie has taken the company, in the 7 years that he's been with the company, he has raised it an entirely new level. The company now is an international item known throughout the world, and it could have only risen to this level with the skills and management ability that Artie brought with him.
Well, that's so true, and that's why I had to mention the special bond that you two have, because, you know, it's like anything else. If you don't have the product, you can't promote it. And you built and created the perfect product. You took what was an ordinary product, turned it into an outstanding product, and then it made it easier for Artie to take that amazing product and share it with the world. And that's what I think makes this. And, of course, you've been working with Chef and a Fat Man for 17 years, so I say that's got a lot to do with the worldwide phenomenon that is the Big Green Egg. But all kidding aside, I thank you so much, Ed Fisher, a founder of the Big Green Egg, for having the insight, the brilliance to see something. You know, some men dream dreams and ask why. Other men dream dreams and ask why not. And you were the why not. And because you were a why not, we have the egg where it is today. And it's an international phenomena. We shared 2 days. We made this a 2-day journey for our listeners that can share the wonderful cuisine of India and the culture and the family. And what more appropriate product than the Big Green Egg that brings families together? Remember, my friends, if you aren't cooking on a Big Green Egg, you're just heating meat. Thank you so much, Ed Fisher. It's great to see you as always. And to everybody else, when we come back, more food, fun, and celebration. The good life, baby. Can only do it one place only. Le Cordon Green, right here in beautiful Coldlanta.